I am honored and grateful that President Trump has nominated me for the position of administrator.
Please remove, please restore order. The officers, please restore order in the committee room.
On Wednesday, protesters burst into confirmation hearings for Andrew Wheeler, President Trump's nominee to head the Environmental Protection Agency. You just heard them shouting, "Shut down Wheeler, not the EPA." Wheeler has overseen the agency ever since Scott Pruitt was forced to resign last July. But before being the acting head of the EPA, Wheeler was an energy lobbyist. He opened the hearings by praising the agency's commitment to deregulation.
Through our regulatory reforms, the Trump administration is proving that burdensome federal regulations are not necessary to drive environmental progress. What makes our actions effective and durable is our commitment to vigorously enforce them.
But Democrats on the committee used their time to shift the focus towards climate change. Senator Bernie Sanders, in particular, sought clear answers about our warming planet.
The president has said that climate change is a hoax. Do you agree with him?
I've not used the hoax word myself.
I see. Scientific community has said that climate change is one of the great crises facing our planet. Do you agree with the scientific community?
I would not call it the greatest crisis, no, sir. I consider it a huge issue that has to be addressed globally.
Alexander Kaufman is climate reporter for HuffPost, and he joins me now. Alex, thanks for coming into studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So briefly, Andrew Wheeler's career before coming to Trump's EPA, we mentioned he was a lobbyist. Tell us a little bit about his ties.
So Andrew Wheeler has, it's important to note, does have a long history of serving in the public sector. He did work at the EPA under H.W. Bush. He also went on to serve as a general counsel to the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, which is the one that he was testifying before yesterday. But in between, and for about 20 years, he worked for a number of different private sector actors, notably Bob Murray, who is the owner and CEO of the largest privately owned coal company in the country and is one of the very influential voices behind a lot of the deregulatory efforts the Trump administration has taken around energy and environment.
We heard protesters bursting into the hearings yesterday. Outside of the protesters, what was the hearing like for Wheeler?
Outside of the protesters, it was very back and forth between the two parties. You know, when it came to the Republican senators, they were very eager to praise him, very eager to tout his record and kind of tee him up with questions that would be easy for him to answer in a way that would make him seem very sympathetic. And from the Democrats, it was a little bit of a mixed bag. Some of them wanted to harp on him for coming before them to interview for this job as, you know, almost 100% of his agency isn't getting paid because of the shutdown. And other ones like Bernie Sanders and like Jeff Merkley really pressed him on his stance on climate change.
How has he led the EPA so far in this acting capacity he's been in? Are there any notable things that he's done so far?
Certainly. I mean, he's gotten a lot of credit for being a significant departure, at least in tone, from Scott Pruitt. He is definitely much more amenable to talking to people who would otherwise oppose him. He has made a point to engage with Democrats and with some environmental groups, but he has pursued the same exact agenda that was being pursued under Scott Pruitt. You know, he has pushed to gut the Clean Power Plan and proposed a rule that would, you know, essentially drive up emissions pretty significantly from what the original Obama-era policy proposed. He moved to gut fuel economy standards for new vehicles in what people have called a giveaway to big oil and what would make the auto industry continuously dependent on oil. And he has most recently gutted a rule that set mercury emission standards for power plants, which riled up a lot of people, obviously.
That sounds important.
It does sound important, and that actually was...
I mean, all these things sound important, but that kind of caught
my... Yeah, mercury definitely raises some eyebrows. This actually was a big sticking point at the hearing yesterday where, you know, he was saying, look, this rule has already done what it needs to do. All of the existing power plants are equipped with the equipment to reduce mercury emissions, and so this is no longer needed. But it is notable that by rescinding that rule, he is weakening the EPA's stance in an ongoing lawsuit with Bob Murray.
Now, what do we know about him his temperament. Scott Pruitt got a lot of attention for a lot of pretty not so good things, but does Wheeler have a similar temperament to Pruitt?
No, and that is probably one of the biggest differences between the two men, since they align very much on policy. You know, Andrew Wheeler has come up in the Beltway. He is fluent in the kind of legalese that makes him easy for Democrats to get along with. He has worked with a lot of these people who have been there for a long time. It's notable that one of the people interviewing him yesterday was Senator James Inhofe, the Republican from Oklahoma, who was his boss just about a decade and a half ago. So he's very much of this world, and he knows how to couch arguments that, even if they are unscientific in nature, when talking about something as severe as climate change, it makes him sound easy to talk to.
Will that make him effective? I'm wondering. Will that experience make him an effective leader ultimately?
If effectiveness can be measured in the results and in the pace with which he has pursued the agenda that he's pursuing, that certainly seems to be the case. He's doing a lot of what Scott Pruitt did, but with a lot less attention, because Scott Pruitt's personal ethics scandals really, created a lot of public interest in the EPA when there normally isn't.
What about his relationship with the industry, the energy industry? I mean, can we really be assured that he's cut all those ties, or that there's no influence whatsoever?
He claims, as he did yesterday, that he is working very closely with ethics officials at the EPA to make sure that he is not violating any rules. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are very concerned and who look at the calendars and the meetings that he's having and say it's very clear that he is still in bed with the people who were paying him just like less than 2 years ago.
And that doesn't seem to give a lot of comfort to folks who are really concerned about the environment right now.
It doesn't, and particularly at a time when people are really waking up to the real threat and the magnitude of climate change, I'd say that is a particularly strong point.
Alexander Kaufman is the climate reporter for HuffPost. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.